If you're a new parent, your baby's temperament is probably a constant preoccupation. And while this may not be welcome news, new research suggests that temperament could be a predictor of the risk of obesity later in life. That's the finding of a study of nearly 400 babies born to mothers who had gestational diabetes. That's diabetes brought on by pregnancy. Dr. Norman Swan joins us now. Norman, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
What do we mean when we're talking about a baby's temperament?
Well, it's kind of, you know it when you see it. Babies are different, and they're different from almost the moment they're born, and parents recognize.
Fussy or colicky or good or happy or.
That's exactly right. So some babies are fussy and difficult, and you lift them up and they wriggle and they're not easy to cuddle. Some are just, you know, they move all the time. Some are just sweet babies that are very easy to soothe. And when there's a study in Victoria of 2,000 babies with a form through called the Victorian Temperament Study, which tracked them and found that, in fact, it follows through life. So a difficult, fussy baby becomes an awkward adolescent who's right. A bit more difficult than average.
A baby that moves all the time?
What? Yeah, they stay twitchy and it remains true. And children are different. You have three kids in a family and they're all different. But it's significantly genetic. So that it seems to be wired into the genes, not totally, but very significantly.
Okay.
So it's a relatively fixed phenomenon.
All right. What's the
link? So you were obviously, you know.
A gorgeous baby.
Absolutely.
I won't tell you what my family used to call me. What would be the link with obesity? How does this link with obesity? And I guess we should say this is a study of 400. That's not a massive study.
No, it's not. But it's probably a better done study than some of the others that have been done. So there have been other studies which have suggested that temperament is associated with the propensity to obesity. And one could be, and it's speculation. One is that it could be that a difficult baby is harder to breastfeed, and, you know, because they don't like being confined and they're wriggly. Same with an active child might burn a few more calories. Mm-hmm. And there is evidence that if you're a bit more twitchy and you move a lot, that you tend to be a bit thinner than average. Mm-hmm. Or could it be that the style of a baby's temperament changes the way a parent feeds the baby? So all those things involved. But the studies to date have been contradictory, where the same form of temperament has said, yes, it's predictive of obesity, or no, it's not. And so what they took here were babies who were actually at risk of developing obesity or going on that track because of the mother's gestational diabetes. So diabetes in pregnancy, because of high insulin levels, which get transmitted to the baby, you tend to deliver larger than average babies, and babies that do have a risk of becoming obese later in life. So that is a risk factor. So these were babies already at risk and therefore perhaps more sensitive to the effects of temperament.
Okay, so it found that those already at risk, what was the link with temperament? What was the hint?
So babies that were the easiest to soothe, so soothability is the right measure of thing, were the ones who had a higher weight to length height ratio as they went through to school years.
Right. I wonder if that's about metabolism too, if you're easier to soothe.
Well, they looked at they controlled for other things such as, you know, maternal education and ethnicity and so on. This was a US study, and they found that what it did was it changed parental feeding practices.
Ah.
So babies that were soothable, so they were easy to soothe, tended to have, so it kind of doubled the risk of them being fatter at school age. And these babies were more at risk of being given juices and sugary drinks than in the same control for it. Presumably because they were easier to soothe and they were happy and you gave them
a reward.
And the reward was not a very healthy reward.
Isn't that interesting? So, whereas if your child is agitated, the last thing you'd think to give them is a bit of red cordial or something.
Well, you might have tried and it didn't work. You're not going to give it again.
So if this is partly a fixed feature of babies, what should parents do?
If this is true, then parents are highly tuned to a baby's temperament. They might not think of it as temperament, but they're highly tuned to it. They can tell you, if we took talk back on this right now, people will be able to tell the temperament. It also tracks through to later life. It's having a bit of insight into temperament. and seeing whether that baby's temperament is changing your feeding behavior of that baby.
Okay.
And just being a bit more careful that you're not using food to soothe the baby.
Okay. And we're all about kids tonight on the Health Report, from babies to kids who have recurrent tummy pain.
Yeah, this is a common problem, particularly, and that we're talking about tummy pain with the child is thriving, doing well, mm-hmm. and the problem is recurrent tummy pain. Sometimes it's psychological, associated with school refusal. Sometimes it's a form of migraine. And people have thought that it may be a problem of the microbiome. And there have been various trials of probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, for once, good news. They've done a review of the available scientific evidence from 19 randomized trials, which finds that probiotics in the short term, up to 3 months, do seem to improve symptoms of this recurrent abdominal pain. It's not fine enough detail yet to know which probiotics and what bacteria, but overall, it seems to be of some benefit.
Okay, don't go off half-cocked though. Tune into the Health Report with Norman. He'll tell
Absolutely.
You more about that tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks, Norman.
Welcome.
Norman Swan bringing you the Health Report at 5:30 this evening, Mondays, on RN.